CJLO 1690M, Grade A Explosives. What you just heard there before the break was a track from a Black Spell record, also from Italy. There's a lot of Italian bands who have been sending things recently. And Italy, I don't know what you're doing, but keep up the good work, because there's a lot of them that are really good. And the hit-to-miss ratio is more for hits, which is crazy. Normally, that does not happen. Obviously, a country is very big, has a lot of different bands and people and viewpoints that are happening in it, and to have so many that are like, wow, this is really good, you know, keep it up, Italy. That's all I'm saying. That was a track called Dungeons of Death off of their record. And Black Spell, you know, you've charted here. Why are you not just automatically sending things here? I've spoken with you over the interwebs. Please don't forget about us. We're a spunky little station that likes to play things from other places. Come on. There we go. Convincing argument, I think I made. And now, you know what? I don't really know where quite to go. Let's play something that everyone seems to be behind at the moment. There is a album by The Halo Effect, which came out on Nuclear Blast Records, March of the Unheard. I listened to it while I was playing some games this weekend, and it's a very mellow death record. I mean, that's a fair assumption, I think. Yes, as it should be. I'm going to play something off here. Actually, since you seem to be familiar, is there anything that has struck you particularly from here to
from the band Halo Effect,
or from this latest record? If you've heard,
it's just, I think, considering that the band is like Jesper's like baby, the original guitar player in Flames, and it's just like his offshoot. He's really, I mean, when just the compositional aspect of it, they've really put the mellow on the melody. Everything is almost like a pop hook. It's so hummable. It's so catchy. And that contrasted with the vocals of, I forget his name, but he's the vocalist for Dr. Tranquility. And also the fact that, you know, the Halo Effect are all ex-Inflame members in one point and up. So it's a novelty band, it's a niche band, but it's still a very, very, very good band.
It's very catchy,
very,
for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference of tracks from here, or is there something that you listen to and you're like, oh man, that thing, I want to hear that again?
Surprise me, buddy.
All right, sounds good. Then I will play, what's a good track that's not terribly long here? By the way, I'm speaking with members of Chuzo right now, which we'll get a proper intro on after the break. I'm very sorry, everyone. Everyone listening, I'm very sorry to you because I didn't introduce, and I'm very sorry to the band for not introducing them before I got you to start talking.
Apologies accepted for now.
Excellent, for now. We'll see how badly I can mess up as we go forward, everybody. Let's play What We Become off of March of the Unheard. If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to this record, I recommend you do so. It sounds like at least a member of this the band here would also recommend it, although the other's wearing a Soil Work hat, so it can't be too far off from what's in
general. I think he showed me the videos the other day.
Yes. I can't remember which video it was, but yeah. We were talking about progressive metal and how she doesn't like it. Or maybe you like this.
Yeah. It's just sliding.
Yeah.
It was fun. Good production, too.
Well, here we go. Halo Effect, What We Become, and then we'll come back after the commercials, and we'll talk with Chuzo about their new record release, what they've got planned for this year. What their favorite trees are, of course. That's the most important part, really, of this. But all that will become apparent as we go on. So keep it locked, won't you? CJLO 1690M, Grade A Explosives. Enjoy the Halo Effect. Or don't. I'm not your mom. Your mom doesn't work here.